There's a new report revealing a disconnect between the high-value Aussie driver's place on safety and how this is put into practice. Joining us to have a chat about it today, Grove Racing Supercars driver, Jack's Tyres and Auto Ambassador, and what I assume is a cousin of mine, Dave Reynolds. How are we doing, Dave?
Hey, Andrew. Nice to finally meet another cousin, possibly.
It's great to be able to meet under these circumstances. How are you enjoying the Supercar Championship in 2022?
Going really good, thanks. Our little Penrite Racing team's going good. Just for a little assumption or evaluation, last year we finished 18th in the championship, and this year we're already up to 5th in the championship. So, we've had a 13th place swing forward, so which is, really, really good.
Indeed. And you got Townsville next weekend. You're looking forward to that. Do you like that track?
So we've got the Townsville 500 next week, which is, two very long races, which, I'm really looking forward to. I love that track. It's a street track, so you got to keep your wits about it. You got to keep your concentration up. If you don't, you end up crashing the fence and destroying your car, which is not good. But, it's a fun track, good surface. We call it a high deg track, so, there's a lot of tyre wear. So, it promotes good racing. And, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be hot. But, we're up for the challenge.
Mates, the reason we're having a chat today, one of the reasons, is that we're talking about safety checks for cars before people go on their school holidays, which have just started here in New South Wales. I imagine when it comes to, say, an event like Townsville, 500 kilometres, or even Bathurst for 1,000 kilometres, you kick the tyres and make sure the car's fairly safe before you jump behind the wheel?
Yeah, 100%. Like in the motorsport side, we, run over the car with a fine-tooth comb. The pressures are monitored every second, every corner, every stop. So it's different on the road. The report says that 1 in 5 people don't plan to do any basic sort of checks on their vehicle before heading out on a long distance trip, which is not very good. And it also says that 60% of us are forced to slam on the brakes on at least once a week, which, when you think about it, 60% of us are avoiding accidents once a week, which is quite a staggering statistic. So if your tyres aren't up to pressure, or they're bald, if your car's not up to scratch, it's going to make these, avoiding your accidents a lot difficult. So, I employ everyone to go get their car checked.
Dave, it's not just our own safety. We do need to consider others out there. Like, you're conscious of the safety of the other drivers on the track, aren't you?
Yes and no, of course. We are. Like, there's 25 of us, and we all hang out. We're kind of all one big school class, if you know what I mean. We're generally friends off the track.
Yeah.
So you you want to be treated the same on the track as you do off. Well, you want to be treated nice on the track, so, you're safe, and then your peers are safe as well. But on the road, the study says, the Jack's Tyres Auto study says, that only 10% of us care about the safety of other drivers, which is, not very good. Our attitude needs to change on the road.
You're absolutely right, and that's a phenomenal statistic. I mean, if I'm driving down the road and I can see somebody is stopped on the side, like, I'll give them a fair bit of distance to make sure they're okay, just in case somebody pops out. I assume everybody would do the same thing, wouldn't they? You'd do that.
Well, I would, but the study says really 90% of us don't really care about the other drivers on the road. So
if it's you and me, that means there's 18 other people out there at least that don't care.
Yeah, I know. It's a weird statistic, isn't it? You'd think we would care about our fellow drivers and their safety, but we don't. When it comes to buying a car, after the number one thing when you buy a car is price, the second most important thing to us Australians is safety. But once we buy the car and we leave the dealership, only 1 in 5 of us do regular checks on our car, which is probably not good enough.
How often do you reckon we should check up on it, Dave?
Well, it's... modern cars make it pretty easy these days. My car, it's got pressure sensors, so I can check the pressures all the time. But, doing basic checks, checking tyres aren't bald, checking there's no nails in your tyres, basic things like that make a big difference. If you were going driving from Melbourne to Brisbane and then, get a flat tyre along the way, like, you'd be annoyed, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. I mean, do you bring in your street car to, the mechanics for the team and just get them to give it a once-over sort of thing so you don't have to worry about it?
So sometimes I'm not very good mechanically, so I'm more of a driver, so if anything does go wrong with my car, I take it to the boys and they try and fix it for me, which is rare, but it does happen from time to time.
Hey Dave, before I let you go, if anyone wants to find out anything more about the study or what they can do, where do you reckon they should go?
So if you want to find out more about the study or read the report itself, go to jackstires.com.au and that will sort of explain everything.
Dave, good luck for the rest of the Supercar Championship and, of course, in Townsville next weekend. And, mate, thank you very much for joining us. Always great to catch up with a cousin.
No worries. Thanks, mate. Lovely to meet you. Finally.